Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to another edition of The Plotting Shed. You're listening to Rachel McCartain. I hope everyone is well. We're now in the first week in July of 2020, and it's another lovely day. I'm sitting here again. It's quite early in the morning. Nobody else is up, which means I can stand and sit here and chat to you without too much noise of cars and general workday life going on, or my family getting up and making a whole load of noise. And I wanted to say that this is the last podcast that I'm going to do for now. We're going to take a break over July and August. I'll be putting together a new series. So I'm going to come back with hopefully a series called Inside the Mind of a Garden Design. So we'll be taking a garden each week and we can look at how it's been designed, what the thought process was, what questions needed to be asked so that we come up with the design that we have done. Because in a way, hopefully that will help you if you're wanting to make changes to your garden. You might find similarities and it might help you on your way. So that's what I'm going to do over the summer, as well as being promoting my book, which has been selling quite well. In case you didn't know, it is called I Want to Like My Garden by Rachel McCartain. It's a book on how to make your garden better. So far, all the reviews have been really positive. Everyone who's got it has liked it. I've even had two customers who have bought the book and then rung me up and asked me to redesign their garden. So I suppose that's quite good. So I should be concentrating on getting that bit more promoted over the summer, and we'll be back in sort of mid-September, I think, with the next round of podcasts. Apologies if you missed me till then, but you can always email me, rachel@plantplots.com, or you can visit my website and have a look at the information on there, which is plantplots.com, or you can give me a ring. My number's on the website. So what of today? What was I going to talk about today? And the reason I'm stopping doing the podcasts over the summer is summertime is actually when we should be enjoying the gardens, not doing stuff or thinking about them. And the idea for this podcast came actually last weekend. I was sitting out in the garden and I have a lovely wooden swing seat which has sat outside for the last 20 years. One of the things that I believe people get wrong or people don't really consider when they're looking at what they want to do for their garden is a very fundamental question, and that's what this podcast is about. Basically, what is a garden supposed to do? What do you want your garden to achieve? How's it supposed to perform? What is it doing? And I was sitting there on Sunday with my cup of tea, swinging in the sunshine, thinking, actually, that's quite a hard question. I'm sitting here in my garden. What do I need it to do to perform? What am I trying to do? And I think what happens is that rather than answering that question, a lot of people and a lot of design gets caught up in creating a style or what the garden should have. So for example, people, oh yes, I want it to be a nice Mediterranean style, or I want it to be a sort of a free-flowing cottage style, or I'd like a really contemporary, sharp, clean, clear, in neat and tidy design that has no flowers but all green. Now that's all very well and those things are fine, but why do you want them? Why do you want an urban, chic, minimalist style of garden? And if you don't ask the question, you might actually be getting the wrong style of garden. So take, for example, my swing seat. Again, we have quite a big garden. So if you imagine my garden is a sort of a quarter circle and the house is tucked in the sort of the back corner. So I don't have a front garden or a back garden. My garden sweeps round the whole of the arc of the plot. When I was sitting there working out where to put my swing seat, it was actually why do I need my swing seat to go here? That was the important question. And when I was creating my garden, there was one part of the garden that got the sun at about 5-6 o'clock. I mean, it got sun the rest of the day, but it kept it there. And that's where the swing seat went. Why? Because what I needed the garden to do was provide me somewhere at the end of the day I could sit and just have the sun on my face and relax. That's what I needed the garden to do. So the swing seat went there. Consequently, the patio was built in front of the swing seat. I also then, when I put my swing seat there, I sat there and thought, okay, I feel a bit exposed. I feel a bit exposed. So I needed the garden to provide me a little enclosure of plants. So when I sat on my swing seat, I felt surrounded by plants. There were beautiful plants to look at. There were nice scents. And I didn't feel anyone else could see me. Because that was important. If I was just going to be able to sit there with a glass of wine or a cup of tea and relax, I couldn't relax if the world at large, I felt, could look down on me. So now, all the planting around that point means that in that one part of the garden, the only thing that can see me is the plane flying overhead. And that's what I needed my garden to do. I needed it to make me feel relaxed. So all of the decisions about what to plant and how to plant were based on that one important thing that I needed the garden to do. Now, it wasn't the only thing I needed the garden to do, because I also had young children, and so I needed the garden to provide a space where they could run around without bashing into things. So we had a big lawn area. And all the planting around that lawn area, or nearest the lawn area, was fairly robust. Didn't matter if it got whacked by a ball or a child ran into it and stepped on it. Those things kind of grew back. We then raised the patio up so that it meant the children wouldn't run from the lawn onto the patio and run around the patio and then go back on the lawn again, because they could. There were steps. And that meant that the patio became a very relaxing area. You could put your drinks down. You could, as adults, you could sit and chat or whatever. Or I could sit on my swing seat and we could watch the children. So you can see that when I created the garden, I'm looking at how it's got to function. And the decisions are made on the basis of that. I don't think it ever even occurred to me at the time that I should be looking at making some sort of cottage style garden, or maybe I wanted to have some contemporary look. By not doing that, I've created a space that works really well. It's still a bit too high maintenance, I have to say, but that's more to do with the fact that I'm surrounded by birch trees, which are the messiest plants in the world, and they constantly drop stuff everywhere. So as a thought-provoking podcast, which this one is, perhaps this summer, when you're sitting in the garden, rather than sitting there thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to put a water feature over here? Or shall we add some planting over here? Let's have a border. Let's extend the border. Let's plant a tree. You need to think one pace back before you do that. And summer is the best time to actually sit and look at your garden, because it's the time you're in the garden the most. Sit there thinking, what is my garden doing for me? And you'll find that actually what the garden needs to do for you is an emotional task. The garden has to make you feel something, or it has to make you feel as though you are protected from something or shut away from something. That's what a garden does. It gives us the ability to feel something. So this summer, while you're sitting there on your patio, or you're sitting on your sun lounger and you're looking around your garden, start thinking how your garden needs to make you feel. And then start asking questions as to whether it's doing that. And if it's not doing that, what's missing? Because that will give you a much better idea of the change that you need to make to your garden to make it better. And yes, it might be planting a tree, but it's not the fact it's let's plant a tree over there. It's if we plant a tree over there, it will have two functions. The first one is it will hide the neighbour's window, and their children keep looking into my garden through the window, and it annoys me. And secondly, when the sun goes down, it will shine a light through the leaves. So if we get a tree that's got coloured leaves, we'll get this beautiful effect. So that's why the tree needs planting over there. So that will determine the type of tree that you choose. You might be sitting there thinking, oh, let's make that border bigger over there. Okay, so why does that border need to be bigger over there? Is it because it doesn't hide something that is unattractive behind it? Is it because the border is too small and you can't get enough planting to make you to give you something nice to look at? It just doesn't do anything. So ask the question, why do you need it? What is the garden going to do? And I guarantee you will make changes to your garden that will improve the garden and how you feel about it, rather than just making changes. Have a lovely summer. Enjoy sitting outside. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy being in your garden. We will talk again in September. I hope you all stay well. And thank you very much for listening. Please do subscribe, or you can go onto the website and you can make a little donation via the coffee button. Every little bit helps. It would be hugely appreciated. Obviously, in the meantime, if you've got any questions, you can email me, rachel@plantplots.com. Please visit the website, plantplots.com. We've got loads of advice on there. You could also, if you're feeling really relaxed in the summer, you could go and buy my book. It is I Want to Like My Garden by Rachel McCartane. It's available online at most online bookstores. So on Amazon and Waterstone, lots of other online bookstores. It's in paperback, or you can save the planet and download the ebook version. Do take a look. If you do read it, please leave a review, and it will give me good ideas for what I need to do for book two. So in the meantime, thank you very much, and we will talk again soon. You've been listening to Rachel McCartan. Take care, people. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.